This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No one wants this from their friends or family. Yet, lots of people do this to their friends and family when they're the ones out of town. And it's super obnoxious.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a reminder. And it's not even a subtle reminder.
No, it's not.
This is what I get today. And you don't.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. So this morning when we were discussing the new American Pope, Pope Leo XIV, we had mentioned that your brother has been actually in Italy this week.
Yeah, they're on a 12-day extravaganza, Pat, from Rome to Tuscany and back to Rome again.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh, it's fabulous.
So for those who don't know, if you don't listen to the show on a regular basis, Tommy's older brother's far more successful than he is.
Yes.
Like millionaires.
Yeah.
And then...
and they're very sophisticated types.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the Mulets.
The wine, the cheese, the travel.
But Kimmy, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When you are brothers with a Mulet, you do not have to go on a vacation.
I don't.
No, it comes to you.
Yes, it does. It really does. He shares the experience.
Oh, so he wants you to engage with or like see what he's up to.
Well,
make sure you can also kind of get a taste of his
vacation.
Yeah,
it's like a travel journal.
Okay.
And he sends it to me almost every day, man.
So what have you been getting from your brother?
So he's in Tuscany.
You can't ooh your own story.
Well, it's his story, really. And he's taking pictures and showing me everything they're doing every day. And it's just like beautiful countryside with these vineyards and stuff. But them eating and walking and going over here, going over there. And they're on this tour today. And he's just constantly... sending me these pictures and the breakdown of whatever they're doing that day.
Okay.
It's almost like summer camp for like old people.
Okay.
Tell you, you got to write your parents every day and tell them what you're doing.
When did we decide it was socially acceptable to do this to friends and family?
It's the phone.
It's
happened with the phone.
Okay.
Because you couldn't do it before.
Well, no, that's not true. I'm sorry,
postcards.
There was a postcard.
But the postcards.
I mean, idea, right?
Right, but like
hello
now.
Hello from somewhere tropical.
Right, but now I'm getting like live updates almost of what you're doing.
Okay, the live update is new because of the phone.
Yeah.
Although, lest we not forget.
What?
It wasn't uncommon for either A, people to do slideshows of their vacation and invite their friends over.
I had an aunt that did that. And it
still
bored
do.
The crap out of you, man.
There are also people that would make photo books. Remember photo books?
Right, but you had to go over and look at them.
Exactly, but they would invite people over to go through their photo album of
their
vacation.
I don't think that that's extinct. I think that there are still people that do that.
Man, that's really old school.
Okay, when it comes to people sending you pictures of these fabulous vacations around, texting it to you while you are stuck back wherever you're from, there are two levels of it.
What's that?
So there's the social media level, where you go on a vacation and you post a bunch of pictures of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one might be forgivable.
But who's it for?
Well, Tommy, there are some people that use their social media pages almost like a family photo book.
Again, who's it for?
For you. For you to be able to go back and look through it, right?
Yeah.
And I'm also not forced to interact with your pictures from Hawaii or Brazil or Los Angeles or Miami if it's on Facebook. I can just keep scrolling, no big deal.
Right.
The personal text is the real dick move.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because
this is only for you to see.
Right.
Yeah, and you're getting it as it's happening.
And you have to respond. You can't let that hang.
Yeah.
Got to at least give it a thumbs up.
You got a thumbs up. Wow, so beautiful.
You must react.
So lucky. You know, that's what you got to write.
And it's funny. Like, either I have to tell you how great this is, and I'm lying about it. Mm-hmm. I don't mean what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or I can make a joke, and you think I'm crapping on it, and I look like a dick.
Right. And he's going to get all ass hurt.
And nobody's ever a dick about it. Like, nobody ever texts back that buddy or, you know, family member who's like, look where I am. And you're like, I don't care. Shut up, stupid. Like, we all, for some reason, decide we have to be nice when these pictures come out.
Here's what pisses me off, too, a little bit.
Okay.
He only sends it to me. Like, I have another brother who doesn't like to travel.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even like, he doesn't like, so I get all of it.
Well, is that because you also like to travel? Like,
I do.
He's kind of doing it because there's a camaraderie there.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, but no. Like, I also don't like, my other brother is the kind of guy that says, plenty to see here.
Okay.
And he also doesn't go see that. He's like an old crusty New Englander.
I mean, you know why Kimmy, his brother, is sending him this stuff.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Showing how great it is.
Well, Tommy, you know, Tommy loves to travel. He has the ideas of travel, right? Mm. But, you know.
I've been down to Teaneck.
Yeah. When you got a half a tank of gas, you can only go so far.
Yeah.
Tommy likes to pretend he's a big shot.
Mm.
And as an older brother.
You got to put him in his place.
He's putting him in his place.
Is that what it is?
No, I mean, I'm being.
Why do I act like a big shot?
Look, I get your brother.
Except for these shoes.
That's your big shot shoes? Because you look like you work at UPS.
That's a pretty big organization. Last time I looked. You get your own brown truck.
I'm sure he wants you to see what he's doing.
Well, I already know he's rich.
But the bigger part of it is, hey, remember where you are.
Yeah.
This is what I am. And maybe it's not even conscious. Maybe it's subconscious. But that's part of it.
Well, you're an older brother, so you would know what kind of a dicks y'all
can be. Yeah, no. When I go somewhere cool and Ryan's not there, he's getting plenty of pictures.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is there a difference, though? Because I also, and I think we in this room are kind of guilty of this. If you're on vacation or out of town and you see something that reminds you of a coworker or friend, and you send that to them, like, or something that you've talked about before, or like an inside joke that it relates to.
I've done that.
I mean, it's kind of saying like, hey, I'm on vacation and this is great, but I'm also, I thought you'd appreciate this.
I've done that. I did that to you. Because I was on vacation with my wife, and I saw a statue that looked like a bus we couldn't stand.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, look, I found ancient so-and-so. And it did look just like that dick, but like old.
Okay, I think that's okay because this isn't
a joke.
I'm not flexing on you here.
Right.
Sure.
As the kids would have said in
2007. But you are reminding that person I'm on vacation.
Sure. No, I think it's less of that, and this is what we're sharing.
Okay.
That one I can look past.
All right.
It's the look at the sunset, look at the beach, look at this mountain hike that I'm taking.
Yes, and like, that's what this is. And like, and my brother even wrote in this one, he goes, you know, we finally landed in Tuscany, even though our luggage didn't. But between the wine, the cheese, and the music, and the fun, it makes everything tolerable.
Bro, this sounds like you.
Yeah. I don't talk. Well, I do that part. But I don't do the other part.
252.
And you know I'm off cheese with my cholesterol.
Yeah, you should move to Asia.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
They take pictures of China. You know, send it back.
You know Asia, no heart attacks?
Okay, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy's brother is currently in Italy right now, and he is sending him, texting him pictures every single day.
Yes.
Multiple pictures a day about all the cool things he's seeing, and Tommy's pissed, but he's got to pretend it's cool. Oh, wow, pretty sweet. So here's the thing. We are all in agreement here in this room that this is a dick move, right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So then why does everybody do it?
Because everybody wants to brag about what they're doing. Everybody wants to feel like a big shot.
Because you've done this to your brother.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, like, you can't sit here and tell me you've never gone on a trip.
Check out the Dairy Queen in Duluth next time you're comic who just blew an alternator.
To that point.
Wait, Steve Alternator?
Like, my dad is guilty of this, and he will do it for, like, the lowest level of, like, flex. Like, there was one time where
tour?
We have, like, a family group chat, and he was in Detroit for a wedding, and he took a picture. He had a kitchen in his hotel room.
Oh.
So he had to take a picture of the kitchen in his hotel room. Look at this kitchen.
Had a suite.
Check out our view of Detroit. Like, it was just like, cool, Steve. Like, why do we need to know about your kitchen in your hotel room?
My dad, maybe it's a generational thing, because my dad is also the worst offender of this. My dad is so bad. He will send back pictures of people who he wants us to believe are celebrities that are not actually celebrities.
Okay, like I ran into so-and-so, but it's really not them.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
He's got some buddies that live on Long Island. Goes down to visit some every once in a while.
Yeah.
So he's at some, they went into the city, and he's at some Italian restaurant, and he sends everybody a picture. And he goes, I met Billy Joel. And the man,
Billy Joel was at the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, it's New York. Yeah. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
There's always a possibility, I guess.
There's a song or two about it.
Yeah.
The man in the picture is not Billy Joel.
Okay.
But he thinks it is?
Now, this happened like 20 years ago.
Okay.
And to this day.
He still believes?
No, I don't.
So he has like a film photo.
A photo. No. It was right when like my dad was one of the first guys to get a phone you could text pictures
okay.
with.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So like some sort of flip phone with a camera.
Maybe it was like 15 years. So like to this day, I still don't know. If my dad believes that was Billy Joel, or he found a guy that looked like Billy Joel to try and convince us that he met Billy Joel. Right. And this has happened
just
on like
grainy enough where you can't tell.
Exactly. But this has happened on like four different occasions where he'd be like, look who I met, big celebrity.
Yeah.
And the picture is obviously not him and that celebrity. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he believes it or he's just trying to make us jealous.
Well, dads can fake that easily because they're terrible at taking pictures, too. Yeah. So you actually don't ever really know what you're looking at.
Yeah, it's like a grainy Bigfoot picture of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So there is one thing I think like your daughters, like taking pictures and sending him, it's just normal to them.
Yes.
So I wonder if that's the generation where none of this, they won't know what they're doing to other people because everybody's going to be doing it.
No, you're right.
They see it as like a nerdy thing to do because the adults in their lives do it.
No, but like, but they're so used to phones and pictures.
Yeah.
And
I see what you're saying. Like sharing.
Like it won't even mean anything anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm with you actually. My kids, I love them to death.
Yeah.
They send me.
Just part of the conversation.
Yeah.
But the stupidest things that are not impressive. Right. Like, look, this mochi tea has coconut in it. Like, I don't care.
Right.
Look, this ramen, it's always Asian food for some
reason. So we'll get it to such a level of annoying worldwide where it won't affect anybody
anymore.
But
to your point, they won't see it. It's annoying.
Right. It'll be our new normal.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
So no, I guess in a way, like, my generation is the pioneers of being annoyed.
See what a dick he is? He even tries to, like,
spin it.
I didn't think about that. Like,
whatever
Lewis and Clark
say.
Of annoying.
So, I mean, is there a situation where it's not obnoxious to send that vacation photo to a friend or a family member?
But it's like,
other than what Kimmy brought up?
What would that be? Because, like, if I'm never... Let's say you're going to go someplace I'm never going to go.
Yeah.
And I've had no interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you sending me that?
Well, okay, there are some people that want to see. They usually ask for the pictures.
Right.
Though.
But let's say you just got it.
Yeah.
That's a dick.
Yeah, but I mean, dick, you could also, if we're going to try and find like a silver lining, like all this is not as bad as we think, you could also look at it as this person cares about you so much they want to share this experience with you.
Yes, that would be a sweet thing, but I'm not buying it.
Well, no, like my wife gets upset when I don't, if I am out of town without her.
Yeah.
She wants me to send her pictures.
Well, that's between husband and wife. That's perfectly normal.
Brother to brother.
I don't bone my brother, man.
Okay.
Even though we are from the South. Ain't no brother boning in this family. Mulays don't bone. Brothers. Put that on a t-shirt. Here's the other thing. Like, if you know somebody that's taken a tour that you're never going to take, you have no interest in. Let's say they take one of them cruises to Alaska, which I do not understand.
I'm with you on that.
I don't get it.
Cold?
Yeah. Cold in an open boat. I think they call that fishing. and they'll go, we went to Alaska. And I'm not interested. Oh, you should check it out. You should really do it. No, it's not for me. Oh, no, the views. They're breathtaking. It changed my life. Shut up.
Well, everybody I know that went on those lives in like a warm climate.
But they don't shut up about it.
You know, we haven't even gotten to the worst offenders.
What?
The ones who move away and remind you of where they are.
Well, those are Floridians.
Well, that's what Floridians, Carolinas, California, whatever.
But
like,
Florida was the first one to kick that off.
Picture of a sunset every night. Picture of the beach every morning.
How about Christmas time when they have to remind you that they're going to the beach and you're shoveling snow?
And they always include what the temperature is with that picture, too. 70 degrees in December sunset. Like, I can
They're at Knob Cove.
Yeah, is it weird? Your sister had a place out there.
Horny Corny was there, too.
Like, I can forgive someone being so excited and wrapped up in their vacation that they, like, lose all semblance of this isn't appropriate.
Okay. Yeah.
What I can't forgive
is if you live it every day.
You've lived it for 8 months, 2 years, 5 years, and I'm still getting these texts. Shut up.
Like, well, it's 70 degrees. It's chilly. I need a jacket today.
So, to your point about, you know, like, this is the 11th time my brother and my sister-in-law have been to Italy.
11th?
Yeah, the 11th time.
What are they, Allied soldiers?
I don't know, man. Like,
how much more do they need to see of Italy?
They go all the time.
Do they not have an Olive Garden where they live?
They do, probably, because they live in Florida. But, like, they do this. So it's not even unique anymore.
Yeah.
They go to the same places, and they just keep sending the same photos.
Oh. All right, well, in that case, they're dicks.
Because they got these rich friends, and they travel with them.
All right, it's been decided. Giant dick.
Yes.
We move on.
All right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moms and dads, start your engines.
What's going on?
Well, there's a woman that's been arrested for a crime involving a child. A crime that is not clearly defined anywhere in our state's law.
Oh.
Which leads to parents, I guess, using their best judgment to decide if they'll get arrested. And that's where this gets dicey.
Oh.
Because there are going to be parents in this conversation that are okay with what this woman allegedly did, even though she ended up in handcuffs.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A 28-year-old woman has been arrested in Farmington for charges of endangering the welfare of a child.
What'd she do?
This woman is facing these charges for allegedly leaving an 8-year-old child home alone.
Oh.
So to be clear, we don't know the relationship between the child and this woman.
Right.
Authorities, for the sake of the kid, never make it clear in these stories. But not only was she arrested, Child Protective Services was notified of the incident.
So that means they're going to remove the kid?
Well, no. I mean, there's an investigation.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. So right. Before we get into this conversation, it is important to point out that we don't know if there are any details that would have led to the police getting called.
Right.
There aren't any reports of an accident or anything like that in the story. But we do know someone else may have called or may have seen something and called the authorities.
Yeah.
That being said, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is 8 years old too young to be left home alone?
So I don't know what an 8-year-old looks like.
What grade are you in at 8?
Third, fourth grade, right? Is that about right?
Like, what's the size of an 8? I don't know what an 8-year-old looks like. You know
so take
I mean?
Your shacket off, you're there.
Oh, okay. Well, you can leave me alone.
No, you can't.
Yeah, there's liquor now.
Remember, and last time you got left alone, you ended up in a tree.
Yeah, true. It sounds kind of young, but I guess you got to know your kid, right?
But that's just it. Right? Like, okay, so at 8, Kimmy, you're at an age where you really shouldn't be doing anything for yourself. Like, you're not making your own meals.
No.
You're not doing your own laundry.
But you're aware enough to make a phone call if you need to.
Okay.
Probably.
But then the argument would be, if you have to make the phone call, it may be too late.
Mm.
And do you have the ability to make the phone call? That being said, there are 8-year-olds that exist that could handle just fine being alone. And if a disaster happened, would know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, but probably, it's probably too young.
So you, well, I mean, the police thought it was too young. Yeah. So you're saying 8 years old, too young, third, fourth grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you got to hit like double digits.
All right.
10 minimum.
But you guys don't have kids.
No, I'm trying to think. Like, I think the first time I was left alone, my parents had left briefly to go run an errand. I was probably about fifth grade.
Okay.
So I don't know how, 9, 10.
9, 10?
Yeah. I mean, 10 you should be able to.
And I remember feeling like I got this. I think I just sat and watched TV the whole time.
Not much
it's not
changed.
Like I was doing much.
Yeah.
Would the average parent have an issue with 8 years old being left home alone? Right?
I mean, it sounds like they would.
But, I mean, this leads us into a problem every time a parent like this is – a parent is arrested or a person is arrested for something like this.
Yeah.
Every single kid is different when it comes to how mature they are and how prepared they are to be alone.
And sometimes you may not have a choice, right? I mean, if you don't have resources, you got to run out and do something. And I don't know. I mean, there could be a reason why you'd have to leave them there for a bit.
No, I understand. And look, there are.
Yeah, you know, because you had options.
So there's a story that just happened a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if you saw it. There was a dad. He had a job interview. He left like a 10, a 6, and a 4-year-old kid alone in a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't bring the kids to the job interview. He just left him there, went to the job interview, went back and got him. He was arrested for it. Mm. And a whole bunch of people raised a ton of money for the guy because, like you said, he was in a desperate spot. He was trying to make his family, put his family in a better situation.
Right.
And I don't know if I got the details right. But, no, but yes, that one I get.
Yeah.
But that being said, if this woman was in a desperate spot and something happened with this 8-year-old, there would be way less sympathy. You get what I'm saying?
True.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Before we go to the phone, there are juniors in high school that would get themselves in serious trouble being in charge of the house.
Yeah.
There are people who did what we are describing here in elementary school when they were younger. And to be clear, the state does not help parents at all decide when it's okay to leave your kid on your own. Because, Kimmy, we've looked this up before.
There's no
guideline.
They do not put an age. There's not a number that they put on this thing. It's vague on purpose, which is a problem.
Yeah.
And it may be time for the state to just give us a number, even if it's too high. Like, give me a 12 or a 13.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you leave it up to me...
Mm-hmm.
It's a judgment call.
Right.
But I can get arrested from a judgment call.
Exactly. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You want to start with a man or a woman?
That's a lady.
All right, we'll start with Desiree. She's on CMF. Hey, Desiree, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
So there's a lot of meddling people in the world. That's the first thing. Because a friend of mine a while back, her 15-year-old daughter was sitting in the car while she ran into the store, and some woman went up to her and said, basically threatened to call CPS on her.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous. Secondly, it depends on the kid. That's why the state doesn't give us an age.
No, I mean, look, I get that idea. I get it. But here's the problem. It's like, if you create a law, I need guidance to follow the law. So if you go, it's up to me, can your kid handle it? And I go, I think they can. And then they go, well, no, actually, you're under arrest.
Right,
that's
that
a problem.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. But the thing with this story is that, like you said, there's no details. So I think my guess is that some meddling neighbor decided that this child shouldn't be left home alone when it's none of their business.
Okay, it's easy to sit here and go meddling neighbor. But, like, the counter argument to that is... Right? Like, if there is a parent or someone responsible for a child that is being irresponsible, that person that is, quote, meddling could be stepping in and keeping that child from hurting themselves or something worse.
True. If they're truly concerned for the child and not just meddling.
Well, okay, but again, define meddling. What is meddling?
See, that's
what
New York State has to come down. What are the meddling laws, Desiree?
Tommy.
Said your name, too.
In my personal experience, I have two kids. My son, I would never have left home alone at 8. My daughter, I would.
Okay.
It's just about, you know, how you... And it's not really even about whether I think they... how they would handle themselves in an emergency. It's just about who they are. Like, if I feel confident that they're comfortable, I guess.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Desiree, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Desiree, very sweet woman. Mm-hmm. She seems like... There was nothing there in that call that helps anything, right?
No.
Because,
no.
Like, again, I get it. I get as a parent, there is that fear that someone from the outside is looking at you and you've got this under control and how dare you tell me how to raise my child. But then again, we've seen stories where if people don't speak up, it's a serious issue for that kid, right?
But I guess I kind of see her point, and she's saying some people just want to involve themselves when there's no concern.
Okay.
It's more just... I don't agree with what my neighbor's doing.
But that's also a judgment call.
Or agree with, you know, what that parent did.
But that's also a judgment call based on you as a parent feeling like you're getting called out for something that you don't think is inappropriate. Do you get what I'm saying?
No.
Like, whether or not, what is meddling, right?
Yeah.
I think you're doing it just to stick your nose into something, when in reality, that person had concerns, and you're just offended because they judged what you were doing
but
as a parent.
But I mean, to her point, there are people that just, they don't agree with what you're doing. It has nothing to do with the concern about the child. It's like, well, I would never let my kid do that, so you shouldn't either.
Condescending
parents.
Okay. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this 28-year-old woman out in Farmington. She's been arrested. Happy Mother's Day weekend for charges of endangering the welfare of a child. Left an 8-year-old kid home alone and we're trying to determine what that age is. And that's why this conversation is so funny, because, you know, my son, yes, my daughter, no. Well, right. Again, if I'm going to get arrested, you got to give me something.
Yeah.
Steve writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I was in safety patrol at 8 years old. If I was responsible enough to be left alone on the corner of the school and help other kids cross the street, I was responsible enough to be home alone.
Wait, they had safety patrol at 8? Crossing
fourth,
guard?
Fourth and fifth grade, you were part of the safety patrol.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bro, sidebar. I desperately wanted to be a member of the safety patrol.
Yeah.
And I got passed
those
over
kids
twice.
Were power hungry, Kimmy, let me tell you.
Those orange sashes
orange seat
with the little button on it. Yeah. I got passed over twice. Because I was too reckless.
Too reckless, man.
The sergeant sat me down in his office. You're taking the law into your own hands. I'm a renegade, man.
Give me a badge, Callahan.
You can argue with my methods. You can't argue with the results. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jimmy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Jim. What do you got?
I think it all depends on the maturity of the kid, you know? I mean, like you said, crossing guards back in the day, I was one. It all depends on the maturity of the kid.
Okay, but that doesn't help with the law, Jim.
I understand that. The law is not really written for anything, but my personal opinion, it depends on the maturity of the kid that is being left alone.
Okay, all right, but okay, what do you have to see in that kid then, Jim? Like what gives you the idea that they will be safe home alone?
The parent comes up with that. Are they mature enough? Have they been left alone? You know, while the parents out in the yard and they, you know, really didn't cause any havoc in the house or even outside the house. I mean, I was part of the group that grew up when the streetlights come on, your butt better be home, you know?
Sure, sure.
I'm 60 and I still believe it all depends on the maturity of the kid.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call. Again.
It all comes down, Pat.
No guidelines.
To the maturity of the kid. Got it? That's what it is. My butt was home when the lights went on.
Kellyanne writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMS.
What's she saying about the maturity
of
the kid?
Nothing about maturity. She says, I was a latchkey kid at 7 years old. I was fine.
That sounds bad.
Well, here's the thing, though.
What's that? That's seven?
No, it is amazing to me, to Kelly's point, more people aren't our age aren't arrested for this because Gen X and older Gen Z kids were the latchkey generation. I have vivid memories of coming home in fourth and fifth grade, which would have been around this time, with my brother, who was 2 years younger than I am, and
you were just there.
We were probably home for an hour or two, right? But all the neighbors knew. Nobody batted an eye.
Okay.
And I guess, like, the community, if I'm going to sound like an old man, it was a little bit different. Like, all the neighbors were really tight, so if anything were to happen, like, I had three or four homes I could go to, and they were like my mom.
But you shouldn't have been left at home alone when you were 16, man. You were rubbing one out in the kitchen.
That's where
then you complained about your mother's cooking.
That's where the family computer was. What was I supposed to do?
Your imagination to go upstairs.
And Ryan was home. I couldn't
just think about two girls kissing.
Look, that is on my dad for putting the family computer next to the refrigerator. All right? Should have thought about this. No, but Kimmy, I mean, being the latchkey kid generation that we were, it's not like when you have a kid at the hospital before you leave, they go, okay, here's what's changed socially compared to what you were as a kid. Because, I mean, there are a lot of parents that still believe if it was fine for me.
Yeah, good for you, right?
It's fine for my kid, right? Yeah. So I would understand if you were a latchkey kid at 8, 9, 10 years old, you would feel comfortable now doing that with your kid. No?
But, I mean, isn't it easier to keep an eye on your kid today, too, with the advances in surveillance?
I mean, arguably, but
sounds pretty creepy.
Yeah, no, but you're right.
I mean, but then again,
there are a few more ways to check in on them.
What percentage of 8, 9, 10-year-olds have cell phones right now?
No, but even in your house, you could have cameras and...
You could.
Ring bell. You know, the
ring bells?
What's the thing on the door?
What's your daughter doing? She's playing the ring bell.
She's doing ring bell.
Ring doorbell.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
You can air tag them, right?
You can.
Well, yeah, but just because the kid's air tag doesn't mean if they're not moving, everything's okay. They're sitting.
Be more worried.
Yes. Are they sitting on the couch or do they choke on a hot dog?
Well, at least you know they're in the house choking on the hot dog.
Okay. 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this 28-year-old woman in Farmington arrested for leaving an 8-year-old child home alone. We don't know what the details of the story were. Everything's vague. But again, it goes back to the state of New York not giving us an actual age for what is inappropriate to leave a kid home alone. Let's talk to Andrew. Hey, Drew. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man.
So I grew up around the same time you did. This is probably like 96, 97. I'm 11 years old. My sister's 9. We were home alone every day for like a half hour to an hour by the time my dad would get home from work.
Okay.
Well, one day she's like, he's not home yet. I want to know where he is. I'm going to call 911.
Oh!
I'm like, do not do that. That would be a bad idea. And she was like, no, I'm going to do it. And we got into it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to the bathroom. Do not do it. I hear the phone click.
Oh.
2 seconds later, they call back.
Oh, no.
5 minutes later, 3 cop cars are outside our house.
Oh. And your old man ain't home yet.
He's not home. I call my mom, freaking out. She calls the neighbor a couple streets over. She comes over and talks him through, like, I'm taking them to my house. He'll come pick them up from there. And that was the last time that she was left home alone with me.
All right, but your parents weren't arrested for it.
No, they shot his dad.
Okay.
No, he's still alive. But
oh, I got the story wrong.
They were not arrested. But again, I mean, different times. I mean, we're early mid '90s. So
no, I hear you, buddy. Andrew, thanks for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you're just shooting dads left and right.
God, Nick writes us on Instagram. Have Tommy email Danny Wegman and ask him to petition the state. It's a good idea.
Oh, my boy, yeah.
Powerful friends in high places. Let's take one more call.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. By the way, we've been talking about this now for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten nowhere.
Yeah.
No, we have gotten line.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be an idea to fix this. There has to be.
Well, like you said, you got to come up with an age, and that's the law.
Well, no, but here's the problem.
Just like drinking or smoking or anything else.
But you come up with an age, you're going to have, you know, the new age to leave your kid home alone is, 12 years old.
And let's say it's 12. Are they allowed to take care of younger siblings?
Good question,
yeah.
Right? I mean, if we open up the phone lines on that, my kid, it's 3, reads an encyclopedia in 1940 because they don't have the internet. I'm just going to shut up. We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF. Mike's got the last word. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
So my daughter is 9 years old, and since the age of 7, we have the ability to drive her to school in the morning. But according to the city of Rochester, she's got to walk about 2.5 blocks to get to school by herself.
Okay.
Nobody around. So if the city of Rochester and all these towns in there are going to tell you that you can let your kid walk 35, 30 minutes, 40 minutes to school because they don't supply busing – so if you add that up, that's almost, an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. Who are they to tell you can't leave them home for an hour when they're 8?
I mean, it's an interesting argument. And again, to be clear in this story, there may be details that were not included that led to something happening. Mm. But Mike, we did see that with the busing issue the last couple of years where they extended, Tommy, the line where kids would.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's an interesting thought, Mike. So your daughter is how old now? 9, you said?
9.
Do you leave her home
all
alone?
All my kids have... I have a lot of kids. I got a 21-year-old, a 20-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
So. Hey, man, maybe like take a cold shower every once in a while.
But no, I don't leave her home alone.
Okay.
The wife won't let me.
It's her call.
Mikey, thanks for the call, buddy.
But he's dying to.
There goes Mikey. All right, everybody at home, we got to move on. I do appreciate the calls. Price of everything's going up.
Too much.
Oh, my God. It's money. And if you use RG&E, we got some bad news for you, bro.
We're getting boned.
Well, look, if you live in Fairport, just turn the radio off. Go do something else. But everyone else, except for Kimmy, apparently, is going to see this and go, hey, because Kimmy has revealed how well she pays attention to all of the bills that come into her house. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. This month, RG&E customers, according to a story on 13 Wham, are going to see an $11 a month increase.
Okay.
So they say they need it to expand access and make sure the system they run is more reliable.
Updated.
Yeah, you got
it. Yeah, the grid.
And people are not happy about.
Okay.
I mean, it's $132 annually, okay, if I did the math correctly, which I'm sure I did not.
All
right. And that's a pretty significant chunk of change.
Over the year, right? Yeah, you'd see it.
$132.
Right.
All right, so Kimmy, you saw this and your first thought was?
Especially with this bill in particular, I would never notice an $11 increase had they not told me.
On the Argini bill?
Yeah.
Why is
because
that?
Because ever since we moved into our house, our bill is so different every month.
Okay.
That I don't know what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Until that bill shows up, I have no idea what it's going to be.
Because it's never the exact amount.
No.
Like your cable bill, it's always going to move.
Yeah. Okay.
Depending
on
how much you use, the weather, and everything else. And
so,
I don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think I would notice that either.
Okay, so neither of you.
And I'm and with the amount of issues I would think that our G&E has had within the last few years of people getting like these wildly high bills. Like, I think people might just be happy it's not $1,000 extra, you know?
So both of you are convinced that no one is going to notice unless they hear this
unless
story.
Unless they hear this story, yeah. I don't know how many people would notice an increase to their monthly
$11
bill.
Isn't like, oh my God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, no big deal.
Ain't no thing.
Bro, I'm worth multiple 11s.
Bro, you don't pay utilities.
I don't know what our electric bill is. I don't. What?
Nothing. How do you know?
I don't pay it.
Kimmy, do you know what the electric bill is in your house?
Like, I have a rough idea, but again, it's.
But you look at the bill.
I do. And
I do not.
Did you just say I don't pay it? You kept ass bitch. You're like a hamster.
I don't pay it.
But it can vary like $50 month to month. And
okay.
I have
that's,
no
that's what I hear.
Idea.
They out here saying.
All right. So then. I mean, how much would it have to vary? You're right. We've seen those stories, Kimmy, of like, you know, hundreds
like
of dollars difference.
It would have to be so, like, double what it normally is for me to see that as suspicious.
Okay, in that case, why? I mean, good for RG&E for alerting people that we're doing this. But, like, if you're right, why did RG&E even put this story out? Why didn't they just be
I guess maybe you have to let people know.
By law, you got to tell them.
By law, okay.
But like that bill would have to jump $50 to $75 on one bill.
The bill you don't look at.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
To go like, what the hell is this? You know, because like, you know, depending on the time of the year, it could shock you.
Do you ever? Let me ask you guys this question.
Yeah.
We had a bill a couple of weeks ago that was like $100 more than it should have been
on your electric bill.
It wasn't electric bill. Oh. It was a different kind of bill. But my wife is like, "What is this?"
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "I have no idea," but. I mean, you know, these.
It's a standard household bill that comes
in. Yeah. And she goes, "No, this is wrong. You got to call them." And I go, I don't want to call them because
I don't know what I'm arguing.
I don't know what could it be. Yeah. She goes, I don't know, but it's wrong. And you got to call them and get it back down again. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. So she makes me call them, and I go, it's probably fine. No. I call them. They explain to me why it's higher. Yeah. Makes perfect sense just for that 1 month. And I go, okay, great. And I hang up the phone and I explain to my wife. She goes, "Oh yeah," and then she walks away. I look like a
player. Imagine that.
I look like such a jackass.
And you wasted all that time.
And I'm never going to see this person on the other end of the phone. But I still felt like an idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, why am I bill so high? Oh, because of the thing that I did with purchasing. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
So even when I paid bills, I never really paid attention to them.
But like, you kind of had an idea of what they should be, right?
Well, I thought I did. So when I got divorced. My wife at the time moved out of the house. I kept the house.
Okay.
And for the longest time, it didn't even dawn on me, man, I never got a water bill.
Okay.
And I paid the bills at the time. I didn't. And then all of a sudden they go, we've been sending it to your ex-wife.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And then she goes, "Hey, man, I've been getting this water bill. What the hell's going on here?" And I had like this massive water bill I had to pay her back for. I didn't even pay attention to it.
Which is weird because weren't you watering all your plants with the tears constantly streaming out of your face that your life was in the spot that it was at that age?
Those could have been tears of happiness, Pat. But like I completely forgot. She also thought she was paying the water bill for the apartment.
Oh, so she was.
Yeah, so like we were both not realizing what this water bill was.
Oh, no.
So in the end, I owed like hundreds of dollars right off the bat to her for this water bill.
For water.
Yeah, for water.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. RG&E announced this week they are adding $11 a month to each RG&E bill. They say they need to do it to expand access and make sure the system they run is more reliable. It's technology, Tommy.
Yeah.
Progress. You know, you bring up, you were going to say something, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think the most suspicious I've ever been about an RG&E bill where I was like, this doesn't seem right, was when it was like half of what it normally is.
Okay.
Because then I got paranoid, like, all right, am I going to owe more the next month? But it turns out we overpaid the month before, but I still was like, all right, that was the only time I ever noticed it being unusual.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, yeah, we need electricity.
Right.
And there's only one place to get it unless you live in certain towns, so you have to go for it. Like, they are allowed to be so bad at billing.
We charge you a little too much, so we'll take some off the top.
Or like, oh, whoops, we accidentally overcharged you $1,200. Like, any other business would be out of business immediately, and RGD's just like, that.
Yeah.
Ka-derp. 11 more dollars, please. You know, you're going back to the whole spousal and the bill paying, right? Because, you know, either one spouse pays all the bills and the other's oblivious.
Yeah.
Or you split them down and who takes care of what. You're right, man. I'm thinking about it now. If my wife ever left me, I would be screwed.
Well, only for a short term. They'll find you and they'll get their money.
No, I mean, I'm saying like getting back into the groove of
writing or
being a responsible, independent adult. I was at one point. That's gone.
So even when I lived by myself, sometimes I'd be shocked at a bill, and then I go, "Oh yeah, you did that to yourself." And it was the cable bill.
Oh, let me guess.
Yeah, porn. So when you would buy porn through Time Warner, right? But I forgot, like, oh, man, you bought that porn. That porn was $11, you idiot.
Were you in Rochester then?
Yeah.
Okay. You had access to free pornography.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you had a trunk full of porn.
Oh, no, this is before that.
Gotcha, before they gave me the
trunk full of
Before they gave me the trunk O-porn.
Yeah, I couldn't use those. So yeah, those were like prizes.
Yeah, I'm sure you never opened up a porn in the back.
I'm not going to hand a listener a pre-spanked porn.
Of all the things that you've done.
Thank you.
That's where you draw the line.
I'm not going to goo up the prize closet. No, I treat porn like with respect. That's art.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't believe you never grabbed one of those for yourself.
I kept it, but I didn't hand it out.
No, I get it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You would go down into the trunk and like, this one's mine now.
I didn't have that option at that point.
Okay.
They kept track.